Beautiful Monday morning. We'll take a look at that forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Got a phone call last week from Banjoey asking me if I remembered an old commercial jingle from several years ago about downtown Port Huron, and I immediately knew the song. It's part of my DNA, Banjoey, and I bet it's part of yours as well.
It is.
Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to try and find a recording of this jingle.
About a year and a half ago, I woke up from a dream I was having, and I was at home, a young boy, and my mother listened to the radio in the morning, and every morning this commercial came on, and over and over again, and it became part of my DNA, and just all of a sudden I remembered it, and I remembered almost all the words, and I thought it would be really cool to bring this commercial back. Or a jingle, I guess it would be called. And so I started to play it at places that I play around in Port Huron and the surrounding area. And the people over 50 years old seem to all remember the commercial.
Yeah.
But the people younger than that mostly did not.
It's the stuff of myth and legend, this commercial, because we don't have a copy of it here at any of our Radio First radio stations. Somehow, when we entered the digital world, it got left behind. There was a whatever reel-to-reel tape it existed on. We have been unable to find it. I mean, we have scoured every inch of this building. We've reached out to as many people as we could, but I thought, doggone it, let's get Banjoey in here and see if somebody in Port Huron, somebody in our listening audience has a copy of that tape, because I would love dearly to have that.
I would love to hear that commercial again. It was a great little ditty. It was a highly produced jingle.
It's a great jingle.
And I believe that it was made by the Downtown Port Huron Incorporated,
mm-hmm.
and that they ran the commercial. On, I think, all the radio stations.
It ran locally for years through the 60s, 70s, and 80s until downtown Port Huron no longer existed as an entity, and Main Street took over. And like I said, at that point, whatever reel-to-reel tape it was on just got discarded or set aside. But you brought your banjo in this morning, Banjoey.
I did.
We're on Facebook right now. We're on Facebook Live on the WPHM radio page, so you can watch the performance there. You can certainly listen in at WPHM.net, but let her rip.
Okay. Downtown Port Huron, downtown Port Huron, on either side of the bridge. More shops, more shows, more fun and more stores. There's just no stopping. Downtown shopping, downtown Port Huron, downtown Port Huron, there's more to see and do. Downtown Port Huron, downtown Port Huron, downtown Port Huron, it's the place for you.
You almost brought a tear to my eye there, Banjoey. I remember that song so well. If anybody out there has a copy of it, please, please, please let us know. We would love to have an actual recording of that. You would get the first copy of that if we get it. How long have you been playing the banjo?
Since 12.
1912?
Almost. I feel like it sometimes.
That's not an easy instrument to play, is it?
This is a banjo ukulele, and it's quite simple to play. Four fingers, four strings. It's one of the easier instruments to learn.
Well, you get a nice sound of it. Any upcoming gigs you want to plug?
Nope.
Okay. Banjoey, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
All right, Banjoey with us, the
thanks
downtown Port Huron jingle. If you've got a copy of it, please, please let us know.